I have no idea who either of those people are. Should I know?
I don't know. That's right. The great Neil O'Neill is on podcast 406 or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, firing up the Lou, grill today. Firing up the grill.
He is the grill master. Is in the house. Woo! Lou, Bears versus Giants. It doesn't get any better than that. So your favorite New York football Giant memory, Lou? What is it?
It won't be Sunday, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
I'm going to the game.
I have to say it was when they beat the San Francisco 49ers to get into the Super Bowl. I want to say 91 or so. We were all at Kelly's on the Green on Greenview. Oh, what a fucking ball that was. Unbelievable. Pinky, pinky, pinky. All right. Fucking roll.
Final score, Lou. Since I'll be at the game, it's going to be the Bears 50, the Giants 49. What's your prediction?
Ah, you're very gracious in giving the Giants 49 points. I could see this being a 20-18 game Bears.
Ooh, he's switching from his previous. Wow.
The Giants suck.
You have a prediction.
You are the famous line, right, from your favorite coach?
Yes.
You are what your record says you are.
No Parcells, right?
Yes.
I'm going 6-3 Bears.
All right.
And my favorite Giants coach has to be Alex Webster. Well, yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
A young Ute.
So Lou,
he had to be in the 60s.
All right.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was right after Allie Sherman. That's when they actually played in New York.
Gotcha.
The New Jersey Football Giants.
All right, Kyle tweets versus Karen Rogers tweets. They're both giving testament to an old coach. Kyle's what I learned from Don Butcher. Pivotal in so many guys' careers and helping them become who they wanted to be. Love the game. Always around the building, even in his later years. True football dude.
I don't know either.
He's upstairs putting out the vibe for sure. Now that's Kyle's tweet. Now here is Karen Rogers' tweet. Probably deserves more than a last-minute throw-together between quarter wave. Coach Jeff Tedford is a legend, and the reason myself and so many came and thrived. Neil, who is the better tribute to their coach?
I have no idea who either of those people are. Should I know?
I don't know.
I like the first tweet because that's the one I was listening to.
Lou.
Well, I don't know. I'll go with Kyle.
Kyle wins the tweet war.
All right.
Lou, Sunday NFL picks news. Of course, last 2 weeks, Lou and the rookies, the Rice Twins, are holding on to first.
The Rice Twins? Now, would this be the... Is this Brian and Jill?
Brian and Jill. Brian and Carol.
That's it. I'll get it by the end of the year. Right. Anyway, congratulations to them.
The mystery man's on their heels, though.
Really?
Who dat?
Wow. I got to tune into this webpage more often. If anybody remembers my password, please IM it to me.
That'll be Lou Dickman at AOL.com. Anyway, now you are in a race with Heather G for the bottom.
There's no race. It's obvious that the algorithm is kicking in.
Yes.
All right, it's working. So let's just see what goes on the last two games of the year.
Have you ever indulged in the Lou Sunday NFL picks?
I have not.
Well, maybe we should.
Maybe we should get him in. All right.
All right.
So, rookie shout of the week, Lou.
Rice.
All right. You're gonna love these power rankings, Lou. As soon as you get back there, we'll talk. We'll talk with Neil O'Neill while this is.
Madden passed away.
Yes, John Madden. Did you watch that documentary?
I did.
I did too.
I did.
I thought it was really wild that they put him in a chair and then just showed him his...
Now, how ironic that it aired Christmas Day.
Yes.
And he died.
Yeah.
Now, is there any investigation?
Right. I don't know. Maybe somebody killed him. I don't know. Your power rankings of the week. Rank the best Jay and Christian story of the year.
Who are Jay and Christian? Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Number one, Jay wants half of Christian's fortune. Number two, Christian calls the split from Jay her best decision. Three, Jay and Christian try to date again after the split. Four, Jay and Christian are photographed with new dates. And five, Jay and Christian spend the 2021 holidays together for the sake of the kids. Lou, what is number five in your ranking of Jay and Christian stories?
Jay and Christian go nude shopping at Macy's would be number five.
All right. Wow. Number four?
Jay and Christian stop swapping with Brady and whatever his Giselle.
Nude?
No. In armor, suits of armor, medieval theme.
Number three?
Number three would be Jay wants half of Christian's fortune.
In bed.
Nude.
Two.
Jay and Christian tried to date again after the split.
In bed.
Nude.
And finally.
Number one. Jay and Christian do a Thelma and Louise, and we're all happy again.
Doesn't get any better than that. Question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
And this is yours, too. Neil O'Neill, what is your wish for the world in 2022? Lou?
That I hit the both Super Bowl pools I'm in.
All right, and Neil?
Which world?
Which world, indeed. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding New Year, and go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Jay and Christian Marriage Counseling Service. If you're Jay and Christian, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him who counsels you. Happy New Year.